You slowly reach out your hand toward a fly. In your opinion, a slow, controlled, almost mechanical movement. But suddenly there are no flies. It has taken off, changed course, and reached a safe distance. So what happened? Before you even realized you'd moved, that fly had already spotted you. It weighs almost nothing. Its brain is smaller than a grain of rice, and its lifespan is 28 days. But this tiny creature always leaves you behind. Because that fly doesn't see the world the way you do. You see an image. He sees a hazard map. The compound eye, made up of thousands of tiny lenses, does more than just collect light. Each lens performs its own calculation, the object's speed, direction, and most importantly, whether it is approaching. The fly isn't interested in objects that are moving away, but the moment a hand approaches, the nervous system immediately sounds the alarm. When scientists examined this system, they discovered something surprising. They discovered specialized neurons in the fly's visual cortex that respond only to approaching threats. Only to what is approaching and nothing else. When these neurons are stimulated, the signal is transmitted via the body's fastest pathway, from the eye to the brain in a matter of milliseconds. And this is where reason fails. The system doesn't just detect danger, it calculates where the danger is coming from. It determines which direction the shadow is growing from, and the fly takes off in the exact opposite direction of the threat. First, the legs push off, and immediately afterward, the wings kick in. The difference between the two is a matter of a few milliseconds. A 1 millisecond error is the difference between survival and death. And this system never makes a mistake. Now ask yourself this. Could a blind process do this? Could unconscious atoms construct any stage of such a magnificent, complex system? Could they randomly adjust the timing down to the millisecond? No. Absolutely not. Chance cannot produce such precise coordination. Blind nature cannot establish such a delicate balance. This system, operating within milliseconds, shows us this. Life is not the product of chance. It is the product of measure, wisdom, and flawless creation. Our Lord reminds us of this truth in a verse of the Quran. Allah is not ashamed to make an example of a gnat or of an even smaller thing. As for those who have iman, they know it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who are kafir, they say, what does Allah mean by this example? He misguides many by it and guides many by it. But he only misguides the deviators.